Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll lead you to a deeper connection to your body and soul. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, coaches, authors, and agents of change helping you awaken the beauty in your life. Do you know that you're amazing? Do you notice what is special in other people around you and tell them that you find them amazing? Our guest today is transformational leader, motivational speaker, and award-winning author, Kim McGregor. As a founder of the grassroots movement, I Believe She's Amazing, Kim is on a mission to inspire, uplift, and unite millions of people around the world to believe in themselves, their dreams, and their ability to make a difference in the world. Kim created a video of a powerful flash mob dance in a mall, and when I watched this video, it moved me to tears. To see something so unexpected and extraordinary happening in such an otherwise ordinary place. So after watching the video, I contacted Kim to tell her that I was moved by her video and that I think she's amazing. So let's welcome Kim McGregor to our show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, Lynette.
It's great to hear your voice, Kim.
Thank you. Yours too.
So to begin, could you please tell our listeners about the inspiration for this campaign, that I Believe She's Amazing?
Absolutely. The inspiration came from one of my very best friends who was diagnosed with inoperable colon cancer at 27. And she was one of those friends, I think we all know people like this, who just lit up a room. She was incredibly inspirational in so many ways before she was even diagnosed. And then just the way she handled this condition and the energy and life that she had all through her treatment was incredibly overwhelming and inspiring and uplifting for all of us that were her friends. Unfortunately, she lost her battle after 4 years, and just before that, she was able to fulfill one of her dreams, which was to get married. She married a wonderful guy. The inspiration came, I think, sort of towards the end when we knew that she wasn't going to make it. I have three little girls, and Erica really served as a mentor to them in a lot of ways. She would end all of the conversations with my three children and myself, or any time we were together, saying the words, "I just want you to know, I think you're amazing because." And then she would follow that with something like, "because you're a great kid," or for me, it was "because you're a great mom," or whatever it was. It was some small thing. But those powerful words were so empowering to myself as an adult and to my children. It was just such a show of unconditional love. And when Erica passed away, one of my twins, who was about 6 at the time, she said to me, "Mom, do you think we're ever going to forget her? Because I just love her so much, and I never want to forget her. How will we remember her?" And I thought the best way to remember her was to honor how she made us feel. And that one sentence, that phrase, sort of encapsulated everything that she meant to us. And that was sort of the inspiration behind all this.
That's wonderful. There were several times while you were talking, I was choking up over here going, "Okay, Lynette, oh, swallow that before it's your turn to talk."
Oh, you're so cute.
I don't want to do it again.
You're right.
Maybe it'll be my signature thing. I just cry every time.
Aw. Well, I'm great because that is exactly the emotion that we wanted to elicit. So as traumatic as it is, it's great to hear that you cry when you see it, because that means it resonated with you in some way. So that's fabulous.
Yes. I've lost several dear friends, and there was one that I lost that I still have practices this day that I do to carry on her memory. And it's amazing how someone can inspire you in a way that just lasts forever.
It is. It's a powerful thing. And I think that's what humanity is all about. And that's what being human is. And it's a wonderful gift that we have with those connections that we make. And there certainly is a way to make those feelings that we have or those inspirations that we get from those people continue on long after they're gone. And I think that's what you're doing, and that's what this campaign is doing, and it's valuable.
Wonderful. So what was the impetus behind the flash mob video?
Well, the flash mob video was, you know, I had written an inspirational gift book for women, and I was going to do something around that gift book because Erica was in the book, as she appeared as it was all about attributes that celebrate a woman's beauty, and so she appeared in the book as courageous and resilient. And so I was going to do something around the book, and sort of around the same time I was hired by I'm a writer, an award-winning writer, and I was hired by a company actually to write a guidebook for them for the fashion industry on social media. And I was kind of afraid of social media. I didn't want to dabble in Facebook. What's that?
I understand.
Yeah, I don't think I'm the only one. I just didn't know that much about it. I had heard about Twittering and thought the whole name sounded kind of funny. And and Facebook sort of scared me. You know, I thought, you know, there's people from high school that there's a reason why I don't keep in touch with them, and maybe I don't want to. So I didn't know that much about it, and yet at the same time, being an entrepreneur and being a transformation leader and being an author, I knew that social media wasn't going anywhere, and it was something that I really needed to understand. So I took on this project of writing this guidebook for social media and learned so much about it from all these young whippersnappers that I interviewed. I did a video and everything as well. And it was at that point that I heard what a flash mob was. I think I had seen maybe one of them sent to me via email and loved it. I love music and dance. And it was at that point that I thought, it all sort of tied in around the same time that I was thinking about creating this campaign. And my children are all dancers, and Erica was a dancer, and Erica had a love. Erica's the kind of person that if you said a lyric to a song, what's the name of that song and who sang it, she was like that, you know, she could have been on like a music trivia show. She knew the song,
yeah.
And in fact, she'd even buy you the CD or download the iTunes or whatever for you. She was just so driven by music. So it all just came together, and it felt like the right thing to do. And worked with these fabulous people from my children's dance studio, and the only thing that I requested was that special ending, which I won't even say. Lynette will let people go to the website and see it. But at the ending, that was the only thing I asked, was just that one little trick at the end that we have was all that I wanted for there to be something significantly different in our particular flash mob.
I really enjoyed it. I can't say that I've seen a lot of flash mob videos, but when I, you know, it was sent to me in a newsletter, and I just clicked on the video and I watched it, and just seeing, you know, this scene in a mall, and I have not been in very many malls in my life. I actually live across from a mall, and I never walk in there. It's just not an environment that inspires me. And
yep.
Watching this flash mob happen, this very inspiring flash mob in the mall, was just very moving to me. That was a wonderful idea.
Well, thank you. And, you know, that's the power of I certainly didn't create the notion of flash mobs. I think it's a brilliant idea. But that is what's so powerful about it, is that it's something that happens in a sort of innocuous place that we are in often and frequently, and maybe not in your case, but many people are, you know, you pass through a mall often enough and there's nothing really eventful going on. And so to have 200 people suddenly appear in mass formation, dancing in unison to this great music, it really is powerful. I love them. I'm a big fan.
If I thought that was going to happen in this mall over there, I'd be going over there.
Yeah, you'd be there every day. I know exactly how you feel. I'd be the same.
So could you give us an example of how noticing and then telling someone that they're amazing can change their life?
Yeah, I can give you a lot of examples. I think, you know, oftentimes we will feel a certain way. And really, that is what being human is about, is how we feel, good or bad. It's only really those two different emotions, and there's a whole bunch of different ones in between, but it's that we either feel good or we feel bad. And feeling good is the most powerful thing we can feel, the most powerful force. It is a force that drives people to make change or to accomplish great things. And oftentimes, we don't tell people enough what we think or feel. We feel it, we think it, we feel it, but we don't express it. And that's where the connectivity comes in. And that's what this campaign is really all about, is connecting people through this simple phrase of telling somebody when you think that they're amazing, that they're amazing. And that was the greatest example, the greatest lesson, I should say, that I received from my friend Erica. And it really changed the way I acted with my children. I mean, I think I'm a fabulous mother, and I love being their mother. But it made me say it even more, and it made me say it more to my husband. You know, how often do we say to our spouses or our partners, I just thank you and I think you're amazing because of this? It's the simplest thing. So I'll give you just a small example. My husband, every night, once we put the kids down, this sounds so silly, we have a piece of toast with peanut butter and a glass of chocolate milk. Everyone's there like, whoa, so exciting. But that's our big excitement for the evening. Before all of this happened, it just happened. Every night I would get my toast, and he draws a little picture or a word on the piece of toast, in the melted toast. He'll draw something hard or something. It's a wonderful thing, but I had never actually stopped to think about how great it makes me feel. And as soon as I did that, and all of this happened, and I was creating this flash mob, I realized, you know, I need to do this too. As much as I'm connecting people around the world, I want other people to do this. I've got to do it too. So
and
I started
Kim,
telling
on
him,
that wonderful note, I'm going to have to take a pause. We're going to go to break, and I'm really excited to hear the end of your story.
Okay, sure.
So you're listening to Open to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Kim is going to finish her story. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
What if being lucky wasn't some random circumstance? What if you were actually the generator of luck in your life? Aquamantra believes you are, which is why they created I Am Lucky Premium Natural Spring Water to remind you to say the mantra with every delicious sip and own the possibility that you truly are lucky. Pick up your case of I Am Lucky water at aquamantra.com/I Am Lucky. Now available in biodegradable and recyclable bottles. Lucky for you, lucky for our planet.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. My guest today is transformational leader Kim McGregor. I'm going to get right back to the story. Before we went to break, Kim was telling us a really lovely story about a ritual of having toast every night that she had with her husband. And I'm going to let you take it from there, Kim.
Sure. Funny place to end, isn't it? A mushy toast. Yes, it was with regards, I think we were talking about why it's important to tell people they're amazing. And that is one of the things is for me to have said, thank you so much. I think this is amazing because it really does make me feel good. And I didn't realize that until I started this campaign. And then at another point in time, he was away on a business trip and I didn't get my peanut butter and toast that night. And I realized how much I had come to rely on that peanut butter and toast coming and how much it meant to me. So it is important to say it when you feel it and share it and empower one another to know that their small actions are not so small. They're in fact very meaningful and mean much more than some bigger actions or, you know, we talked about the value of cars or things. Those things don't mean as much as the little things. The peanut butter and toast means far more to me than, you know, a lot of other things. A new pair of boots, for example.
Yeah, and I've noticed, particularly lately in my life, I had noticed that I was unconsciously training people that were close to me to actually not treat me very well by not, I think I always felt like I didn't want to be a bother. And so when they did something nice for me, I would be a little uncomfortable. And I felt very comfortable giving, but not as comfortable receiving. And I've been working on a lot of changes in my life, all my life, but particularly lately. And I noticed that I was doing that, that I was training people to not do the things that I actually really wanted them to do. And that I could start, you know, I mean, I always expressed appreciation, but when it came to actually doing things specifically for me, I tended to have this kind of guard up. So I've been consciously with my son, particularly, I haven't told him that I'm training him, but I'm training him to treat me really well by telling him how much I appreciate every little thing. And it's really working very well. So it's not only great for him, he's happier, he feels better, but it's really great for me.
Yeah,
also,
absolutely. What a great lesson to teach him, though. And those are the best lessons that you don't have to say this is a lesson. It's just we learn from behavior, right? And that's fabulous. Good job.
Yeah, I'm going to be turning 40 in a couple of weeks. I think it's about time I learned that one. But I guess we learn things at different times in our lives.
Absolutely.
So could you give us the contact information for our listeners before we go any further?
Yeah, I'll give you the site. So the site is ibelieveshesamazing.com, and just spelled out just the way you hear it, no hyphen obviously in the she's. So ibelieveshesamazing.com. And anybody who wants to reach me can reach me at kimmcgregor@rogers.com, and that's kimmacgregor at Rogers, rogers.com.
Wonderful. And I know you're going to have a free audio that isn't quite out yet, but it'll be out within about a week. Can you tell
the
listeners about that?
Yeah, you know, believing the sort of background of this whole campaign has started to evolve a little bit more. You know, you get into things and then you just do it. Like for me, it was just passion and it was hard and it came from my soul. And then once I launched it, I've been hearing from amazing people just like you, Lynette, and getting lots of emails every day and just really wonderful response to this campaign and to the movement. And it made me realize some of the stories that people were sharing with me, how important it is to believe in yourself and in your dreams and in your voice and all this kind of thing. So as a transformation leader, I help people with these aspects of their lives anyway, and I thought this would be a great vehicle to use that whole believing in yourself and empowering people in that way through this campaign as well. So that's the audio is really just about a 20-minute audio on, it's like a rah-rah, pump-you-up make you feel good and believe in yourself again. For those times when, and we all have them, when we feel challenged or we start to doubt ourselves. So it's the kind of thing you can just pop in your car even. I'm a big advocate of audio on the go.
I think that'd be a great thing to wake up to. I know that it's really wonderful to start with the day pumped up.
It is,
you know,
yeah,
start absolutely. Out by feeling that you're wonderful and life is amazing.
It is. And I do that. I have mind movies that I make up and all kinds of stuff. And it is, you're right. It really does get you off on the right foot.
Yeah. So I haven't yet listened to your audio, but when it comes out, I'm certainly going to download it. And I love things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So I see you're able to reach over 90,000 viewers around the world in just 4 months from your home office in Canada. Can you tell us your secret to spreading your video so fast?
Yeah, that dreaded thing that I was so afraid of early on, Facebook, was really the main impetus for that. And like I said, I didn't know anything about social media before I launched into this. This was really sort of like a pilot project for me, I suppose, in social media. And I don't do it quite as much now as I probably should because I'm a little bit tired on certain nights taking the kids around to lessons. But what I did in the first couple of months of the campaign was I would just go through Facebook through different sites that were related to the theme of the campaign or related to women or related to dance, all the different aspects that this campaign sort of reaches across. And I would post sort of uplifting or appreciative comments on these different Facebook fan pages and have a link back to the video. And it would be amazing because I would do this until, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning. And I think my goal was to get anywhere from 5, like about 5, I guess I would do a night. And then I would wake up in the morning and I would be so excited to see how many hits I had received over the night. And some nights it was 1,000 hits overnight. Some nights it was 2,000 hits over the night. So leaving those little tidbits, little trails, breadcrumbs, if you will, all over the place, that really is the power of social media. And in action was just the capability of having one little thing spread like that is just such an interesting study to me. And I'm just fascinated by how it all works.
Well, great job.
Oh, thank you.
There's some commitment there. So yeah. What is it that you hope people will feel when they watch the video? I know you said that, you know, I was moved to tears. Is that around the campaign and you speaking about your friend, is that the same wish that you have for the video?
It is. I have a bunch of wishes, I think, for the video. I think absolutely the main thing is to make people feel something like we talked about earlier, because boy, as soon as you feel something, you know you're connected to your soul. You can't feel something without being connected to your soul. There's different elements. It's a pay it forward kind of thing. There's so much value in seeing something or experiencing something and appreciating it and having it make you feel something so much that you want to pay it forward, that you want to say at the end of this video, there's a little sign that says, "Do you know an amazing woman? Pass this along." So the notion that you see this, it might bring you to tears, you feel something from it, and then it does make you think about the amazing women in your life, the amazing girls in your life, and you share the video, you pass along. That in itself, you know, there's, I don't know if you've ever studied anything from Abraham Hicks, and there's all kinds of, name all of these amazing leaders, transformation leaders. Anything where we're connected, anything where we increase the frequency of our vibrations to something positive in the universe, we set off a chain of events that are positive. We create some positive ripple in the universe. We can't see it, but we can feel it, and we know it's there. Those are the things that I want to come from this campaign. There's not enough good feel-good stuff out there. There's a lot of it, and it's wonderful, but there's not enough. And so that's what I hope to create from this campaign, is just that ripple effect, feel-good effect, and to make people recognize and celebrate the amazing girls and women in their life when they can say it to them.
That's wonderful, Kim. I love hearing you speak about that, and I'm so grateful that you're spreading this campaign. I couldn't agree with you more about the importance of spreading inspiration, that we all need that. And there's so many people walking around disconnected from their feelings, disconnected from their heart, because there's so much pain that they feel, and disappointment and depression. And to be touched, to be inspired, you know, helps them be a better person and helps them improve the lives of everyone else that they come in contact with, and so on and so on.
You got it.
I love it that, you know, you're spreading something out there with your video, with your words, with your book, with yourself, that you're putting out there that is rippling across the world.
Well, thank you. I feel honored to have known Erica and to sort of be just a conduit for this. I just feel like, you know, you think sometimes when things happen, I'm always, I learned this valuable lesson a long time ago. Instead of that why me, I'm always trying to figure out the why in why me, so that we take it a little bit away from, you know, why did this happen to me, and that focus on me, to why did these things happen to us, why, and what are we meant to do with them? Because there's always some little nugget of good in everything, and even in adversity. And so it's not so much, I don't think, wow, this is me, I'm doing this. I think I am a conduit for this, and I'm appreciative for that. For whatever role I play in that, I'm very appreciative for. But thank you for what you said.
Well, and I appreciate you being a conduit. I really do.
Okay. Thank you.
I love to support anyone who's sharing something inspirational, you know, that's touching other people in a way that would uplift them.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
It's time for us to go to a quick break right now. So I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Radio for your body and soul. When we return, we'll hear more about Kim McGregor's I Believe She's Amazing campaign. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. I've been talking with the founder of the grassroots movement, I believe she's amazing, Kim McGregor. So Kim, first of all, it's been so great. We're not finished, but it's just been so great hearing you speak about your love for Erica and this, you know, project that you've done. And I know that you have a teleseminar that you've been putting together, and that's coming up. And I'd like to hear some more about that. Do you mind speaking about that?
Sure, yeah. It's a teleseminar that will run for 1 month, and we will have calls for 1 hour once a month. 2 hours once a month from 9 to 10 in the evening. And it's really just to help people get back on track. If you have a little bit of self-doubt, or if there's something that you want to achieve that you're feeling a little bit apprehensive about, it's really just to keep people on track, to make them believe in themselves again and in the power of, you know, one person to make a difference in the world. Some people may be on the teleclass that have a big, bold ambition and a big, bold goal, and it may be for others, it may just be getting a little bit of self-confidence. For some, we've had people in the past on teleconferences that are maybe have just been newly diagnosed with something, and how do they deal with it, and how do they get their mind in a good frame of mind. So it's really just an empowering, believe, fit kind of a program that people will, I think, look forward to being on the call every Monday of the week. And that's in November. It starts in November 8th.
November 8th. And it goes throughout the month of November?
Yeah, it runs every Monday. So it's November 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. And for anybody who wants to know a little bit more about it, they can email me at kimmcgregor@rogers.com.
Okay. Could you spell that one more time?
Sure. It's kimmcgregor@rogers.com.
Thank you so much, Kim. All right. So I hear that you had some pretty big supporters on your campaign, like Mariel Hemingway and Dr. Christine Northrup. So how did you get these people on board?
Well, again, you know, this is the power of social media that I'm learning so much about, Lynette. It's a cool thing when you put stuff out there that is that has the ability to go viral, and that that people want to see and share. How many people sort of how that touches people, and how it goes around from one person sees it and likes it and posts it on Facebook. And there was a fellow by the name of Kevin DeSoto, an amazing guy who I have not met in person, just acquainted through him on Facebook, actually. And he saw this through another friend of mine who happened to post the flash mob on her Facebook page. And he started sending me Facebook messages. This is about the first, I think it was probably the first or second week that the campaign had been launched. And he said, I'm going to send this to my friend Mariel. And I thought nothing of it. And then within about 5 minutes, he Facebooked me again a message and said, go to Mariel Hemingway's Facebook page and her Twitter site and see what she's just written. His friend was Mariel Hemingway. She's a pretty influential person in the world of social media. She's got a fabulous following, and I'm a big fan of hers, too. She's wonderful. So she wrote a great thing, and I just watched the hits on the video go up that day. I think it went up about 2,500 hits just from her sending out her message about it. So from different people on Facebook, it went around and got to these people, and I could see the little hits going up every time. So it's fascinating to see the power of social media. There are no gatekeepers, as they say, to the people that we want to get in touch with, and so there's that sort of it's much easier to get in touch with them if they like what you're doing.
Well, that's wonderful. And what you're doing is very inspiring. So I could see how that would be attractive to a lot of people. You're making me think that I need to learn a little more about social media. I've been reluctant in that realm.
You know what? It is a powerful tool for sure, and particularly for you, because I know that you want to make a difference too. And so it's a good way to reach out and get more people to get behind you. So I say go for it.
So when I'd asked you for an example of how telling someone that they're amazing can change somebody's life, you said you had several examples, and I would really like to hear another. I really love the way you tell stories. Mm-hmm. We have time where you could tell another story before break, and I'd like to hear that if you have another one in your mind right now.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. How about we go to my oldest daughter? All my kids, I tell them that they're amazing all the time. And my oldest daughter is 11. And for anybody who has kids, I think the older they are, the easier it is for us to see some of the examples that we're trying to set for them, or the less, like you are with your son, you're trying to instill these behaviors in him. And you can see the end result of some of those behaviors. So for my daughter, she is a competitive dancer, and she's in her third year now of dancing competitively. Pardon me. And she started out with a new dance team and wanted to move into a more advanced level. And so she started practicing and more, and was talking to me about how she wanted to move up and be with this advanced group. And so we had a little chat about it. And my husband and I kept saying to her, you know, we think you're so amazing and you can do great at this. And we just kept instilling in her that every little thing that she did that was getting her ahead, and all the practicing that she was doing was getting her ahead. And she actually wrote a sign, and on it she wrote, "I believe I'm amazing." And below it she put all the different aspects of dance that she wanted to improve. And by the time she went back to dance the beginning of last year, she was asked to be in that advanced group. So it works, you know, because it's instilling in ourselves, that we're telling ourselves these messages. Remember, we become what we think. So when we're thinking that we're amazing, we're telling ourselves these messages, we become those things. It's a powerful, words are powerful for people.
Absolutely. And I know that so many parents, from a well-intentioned place, end up, you know, criticizing their children. They see them doing something that they're afraid won't serve the child, or maybe something that they're afraid will draw attention to the child in a way that will be negative. And so they end up criticizing the child or their friend or their spouse, you know, or often with a partner will end up, you know, criticize we don't like.
Yeah.
Rather than saying, you know, "Oh, I felt so good when you did this, and thank you so much, and I really appreciate this, and yes, this is amazing about you." And like I said, I've been learning that lesson a lot more lately. I've always made a point, or since I was very young, made a point of telling people I love them, I appreciate them, and writing, you know, cards and notes, that sort of thing. But it's been the last, oh gosh, month and a half, really, that I've seen how incredibly powerful it is that you can draw out certain behaviors from the people around you by reflecting back to them something wonderful about them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, because it's so true what you said, because we do become what we hear, right? So the more often we, even as a parent, the more often you sort of overlook the little things that kids are doing that maybe aren't 100% right, the little mistakes that they're making, try and, as long as not hurting themselves or anybody else, ignore those things and start to highlight the good things that they're doing, and catch them in amazing acts, catch them doing something amazing. And that doesn't mean they're solving world hunger, and that doesn't mean that they're earning a ton of money or anything. It's the little things that add up to make something, to make a difference, a consequential difference in somebody's character, in somebody's life. So when you catch your kids doing something little, when you catch them, you know, a sibling preparing, just tonight I saw my daughter was buttering a bun, and she buttered a bun for her twin sister, and she walked over and gave it to her, and I turned to her and I said, thank you so much, that's such a lovely thing to do. This sounds so simple and so little, and it is. But those are the things that you're instilling. Those, that little, to take in that moment to say, thanks, that's amazing, and thank you for doing that, that's a little blip of feel-goodness inside her, and she's going to remember how that feels. And she'll do that again because she wants to, we all remember those feel-good things, and that's what creates patterns of behavior, right? So it's important. It's really important.
Yes, I always told my son when people were behaving in a way that was hurtful, I'd say, you know, underneath that, they really just want love, and they're hurting,
absolutely.
And so they're behaving this way, which doesn't mean you accept that behavior, but underneath, we're all wanting love, we're all wanting to feel good, we're all wanting to feel good about ourselves and feel like we have a place in the world and we're wanted.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why this is so important, to catch people doing or being amazing, and to call them out on it. Wow, that's powerful stuff. You know.
Yes. Before we go to break, I just want to share that some of the result with my son, that he was very grumpy in the morning, or he has been almost his whole life, and on school mornings he didn't like going to school, and so he'd have these fits every morning, and I was so dreading it. So this school year, luckily, I had really got the hang of appreciating, you know, just effervescently appreciating every little thing that he did that was kind. So several weeks ago, I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and my son had been up since 5:15. He had made himself breakfast and washed the dishes. He'd fed the animals and taken out the trash and was starting a load of laundry. And he said,
oh my gosh.
I'm not always going to be like this, but you know, he goes, I'm not totally being myself here, but just for this morning, I thought I'd give you a taste of heaven.
Oh my heavens,
like,
that is beautiful.
Wow.
That is so special.
That is. So yeah. On that note, we're going to take a quick break here. You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Net. And when we return, Kim will lead us in seeing the amazing qualities of others and recognizing these qualities in ourselves. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we've been talking today with a woman on a mission to inspire, uplift, and unite millions of people around the world to believe in themselves, their dreams, and their ability to make a difference in the world, Kim McGregor. So, Kim, how has this campaign affected the way you see yourself and those around you?
That's a great question. I think that it has made me more aware of the good things that people are doing. And to pass that along to my kids, you know, it's so easy for us as people to be judgmental and critical of things. And we live in a world where, you know, we turn on the news, we read the paper, and it's all the bad stories and the bad stuff. And I think that, you know, being part of this campaign and learning what I did from my friendship with Erica, who's at the heart of this campaign, you really learn life is valuable and short, and it's a gift. And instead of focusing on the negative, it's so much more rewarding to focus on the good stuff and to focus on the little things that make our life so meaningful and add up to this magnificent connection that we have with people. And, you know, to be able to express that to my family is the most important thing, to my friends, and in my work has really been a gift, I think, to me, and I'm really grateful for being that gift and having that gift and opening it and enjoying it and sharing it.
Yes, Kim, thank you for sharing it. And along the lines of sharing it, I was wondering if you could lead us now in some activity would help us see the amazing qualities in ourselves and others so that people could take a step for those that maybe aren't as practiced at seeing
Absolutely.
What's amazing in themselves and in other people. If you could lead us in a little something right now.
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, one of the most important things that we can ever do, and this is something that I've been doing for a while. My children do it quite often, and it's not new. I didn't create it. It's a Louise Hay special, but it's to look at yourself in the mirror and to be able to say, I love you, to yourself. We say it to our children, we say it to our spouse, we say it to our friends sometimes, but to really be able to look at yourself in the eyes in the mirror and say that you love yourself is a very, very, it's a very intimate thing. Even though you're with yourself, you're alone. It's a very difficult thing for some people to do. A lot of the seminars and transformation courses that I lead, this is the most difficult thing for people to do in the beginning. But if you can master that, it's truly a gift to be able to love yourself just as you are. No need to change. It's not, I'm going to love you when you're 10 pounds lighter, or I'm going to love you when you're, $50,000 richer, or whatever it is. It's to love yourself the way you are today and to look at yourself and accept that. The other thing is to be able to write down 5 things that you love about yourself. The way that those can be things that you love about the way you treat other people, or the way you paint, or an ability that you have. It's taking away the focus, again, from all the negativity. We live in a world that's consumed with weight and with looks and with money. Those things aren't important. So to take away, you know, I have to lose weight, everybody's on a diet and all this stuff, let's take it away from that. Because if we actually take the time to look at the things that make us amazing and the qualities that make us amazing, we will be amazed at ourselves. If you can write down those 5 things, I make people feel this way, boom, 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 boom. I make people feel good. I make people laugh. Whatever those things are, those are great qualities. And we don't look at them. We tend to look on the negative side, the things that we lack, the things we don't have. Those aren't empowering. We don't need, there's too much of that as it is. And the other thing is to start noticing, we've talked about this again a lot today, but we're going to come back and touch on it again. Start noticing what amazing things other people are doing, or even smiling at people in a bank line or in a grocery store, and noticing people that are being nice, even strangers that we don't know, and recognizing those things. Because the more we look for those things in others, the more we're going to find those things in ourselves. And we're all a reflection of each other. We're all connected. What we see in someone else through judgment, if we're judging other people, we're going to be judging ourselves as much, if not more. So those are three really super fast and super simple things to do. But if you only do those three things, do them for, 3 days and see how much your mindset changes. It will be amazing to see how different you feel if you can do just those three simple things.
Thanks for sharing that, Kim. I've done mirror work from a number of different sources and quite a few years. Oh my goodness, say decades of my life where people occasionally would suggest that I do some mirror work, and there was no way in the world I was going to do it. It's only been the last 2 years, let's say 2 years ago, that I was first able to do it. I mean, I kind of just forced myself and to really look at myself and say, I love you. It's such a simple thing. But I was definitely trained that I had to earn it, that I had to be, good enough. I had to be pretty enough and mm-hmm. good enough physical condition and all that. And that was actually when I had a really bad accident where I was no longer able to do any of the things that I had been doing to be quote unquote wonderful enough. I wasn't able to clean the house, go shopping, cooking, earn income. I couldn't play with my son in the way that we had, running around and all of that. And my body started really changing and putting on a lot of weight, and my muscles turned flaccid without being able to be physical. And it's interesting because it was during that time that I finally went to the mirror and said, I love you. Just the way you are, that you don't have to do anything. You don't have to change anything. And, knowing that at that point my body was just going downhill, that there wasn't anything to achieve anymore. And, and we all get older too, mm-hmm. Even if we're mm-hmm. at the peak at some point, even if we, for the few that look like a superstar model, they're not always going to stay looking that way. Nope. So for me, that was a turning point. When I looked in the mirror and just really saw myself and said, I love you.
Mm-hmm. And how did you must have changed from that point?
Well, I'm changing all the time.
Yeah. We're all a work in progress, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean, it's a constant evolution. I actually contributed to this book, A Juicy, Joyful Life, that just came out, and my chapter was on this, my evolution with loving myself. And when the book came out, I read it, and I hadn't read the chapter for quite some time, from when I submitted it. And I thought, oh dear, I need to remind myself of this again.
Yeah, it's true though. It's such a simple exercise, but it is one of the most difficult ones for people to do. I'll tell you a real quick story. When my oldest daughter Madison was only 8, she came out of the bath and she was looking at herself in the mirror, and she had this big smile on her face, and she was like posing and kind of throwing her wet hair over her shoulder. And I snuck up on her from behind and I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm just looking at myself in the mirror." And I said, "And what do you see when you look at yourself in the mirror?" And she was saying, "I see a beautiful girl." And I said, "What is it about you that's so beautiful?" She said, "Oh, everything, Mommy. I love my hair. I love my freckles. I love my white skin." And she was going through this whole list of things. And it made me stop and think about how critical women are of themselves, and at what point do we become that way? What point do we stop being this little child that loves ourselves for every little thing that makes us great and different, and start being these critical people? So I think as long as we can look at ourselves and say, "I think I'm great and wonderful," that's you can accomplish a lot of stuff that way.
Absolutely. And I could continue talking with you for hours, but we are right at the end here, Kim. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Kim. I believe you're amazing because you're carrying this beautiful movement across the world and for a whole lot of other reasons, which I don't have time to go into right now. And all of you for tuning into Opening to Ecstasy. I believe you are amazing because you took the time to tune into something to feed your soul today. Please join me every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, and 2 Pacific for Opening to Ecstasy. This week, I'll have another amazing woman, author Amy O'Brien. She'll show you how to star in your own life story and star in your relationship. She uses a fun movie-making analogy to help women become more empowered in their lives and their relationships. I'll meet you here again next week. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707.